You're listening to A Date with Data with your host, Amy Bitterman.
Hey, it's Amy, and I'm so excited to be hosting A Date with Data. I'll be chatting with state and district special education staff who, just like you, are dealing with IDEA data every day.
A Date with Data is brought to you by the IDEA Data Center.
Hello, welcome to another episode of A Date with Data. We are continuing our series highlighting all of IDC's data quality peer groups. These groups are facilitated by IDC TA providers, and they bring together groups from states to discuss and collaborate around data quality issues that are important in the states. And I'm so excited to be joined by the facilitators of our cross-role group, Mary Watson and Susan Hayes. Thank you both so much for joining. And to get us started, if you could just share a little bit about the peer group, who participates, what's the peer group like? This one I know is a little different than some of our others in terms of the roles that participate. So if you could just kind of describe to us the peer group.
The Cross-Role Data Quality Peer Group is designed by IDC to offer state special education staff who work in the special ed departments, who have various roles and responsibilities in the agency, to come together to discuss shared topics of interest. IDC hosts peer groups for role alike, like the SPPAPR coordinator, data managers, 619 coordinators, SSIP coordinators. But we found that state special ed directors also are very interested in these topics, as well as others who may be program staff who do not have a specific title like SPPAPR coordinator. So this cross-role data quality peer group is open to all who work with special education in the special education division program and data folks. A really nice thing we enjoy is that some of our participants in the other role groups sometimes join our cross-role group, and that really helps to broaden the conversation and fill in gaps in our conversations sometimes.
Yeah, your group, I think, is really unique in that the purpose is to bring together individuals that are in all different roles to be able to hear what's going on in different areas versus all of our other groups, which are, you know, pretty specific to a certain role group. So yours has that unique twist. Can you talk about the structure or the format of the group, and what are some of the topics that you cover?
Thanks, Amy. And hi, this is Susan Hayes. I'm happy to answer that question. So we really try to partner with our peer group members to identify topics of interest to them. They could be topics, challenges, questions. So a couple of examples from recent calls that we've hosted of topics we've addressed include calculating and reporting the SPPAPR equity indicators, so indicator 4, B, 9, and 10. We've also taken a close look with our cross-role data quality peer group at the new SPPAPR indicator 18 that states will report on for the first time in February 2025. We've talked about SPPAPR clarification period and the questions states have received from OSEP, how OSEP makes state determinations, EdFacts modernization. Our goal, regardless of the topic, our goal, as Mary said, is to support states in looking at it from a variety of perspectives. So we try to structure each of our calls to create space for folks in different roles. So for example, as Mary mentioned, it could be a Part B data manager who shares how he or she addresses the issue at hand. We might also have leadership, a state special ed director speak to the topic, an SPPAPR coordinator, because the purpose behind our peer group, as Mary already described, is to really shine a light on the value and importance of tackling these data-related challenges, questions, problems of practice from a variety of different lenses and perspectives. And we really bring that spirit to our calls.
Great. You touched on, I know, a few of the areas and topics. It's a broad range that are covered. But what would you say more recently are some of the highlights, the common themes, the hot topics that states are really wanting to discuss during your calls?
One thing we continue to hear is that many state agencies are siloed and work in different departments, and state staff don't have the opportunities to address current problems of practice, like Indicator 18, for example. That's a hot one right now, or the new elements in the introduction to the SPP APR. So these data focus challenges cross multiple staff within the agency, not just those who are directly working with it or working with the reporting of it while everybody works with it. Whether it's related to SPP APR submission or data collection or other reporting issues more broadly, the challenges we discuss in our group are not in the Part B data manager's purview or the SPP APR coordinator's purview or even the state director's purview to address in isolation. It's really important to have these discussions collaboratively with other members of the team, whether it's in your agency or within our cross-role data quality peer group. We think it's really important that leadership's at the table with these discussions and decision-making, as well as staff who are involved in the technical assistance and monitoring, dispute resolution, even fiscal staff sometimes. So the more perspectives we have and experiences that come to our conversations, the better. We try to model that on our calls. We structure our discussions and questions sometimes around how would you do this as the SPP APR coordinator? What would you want your director to know? And then questions focus toward the directors. What are things you want to be involved with, and where would this be important in your role? So we really try to make it relevant to all who participate. And hopefully they're doing some of those conversations when they leave back in their agency. It's a really rich and inviting time. And often coming out of meetings and other peer group calls, there'll be a topic that people want to dig a little deeper in. Like, we heard this at the IDC Institute and we want to talk more about it. So we're always polling the participants. What do you want to talk about next month?
Yeah, that's a really great purpose, I think, of the group, is to be able to dig in deeper on topics and things that are coming up, things that OSEP is sharing. It's always nice to have those additional opportunities to kind of ask the follow-up questions once information has come out and things have kind of sunk in and you've started to think about it. You know, that additional conversation is always great, especially with folks in all different roles, to get those different perspectives. Can you share some tips or recommendations related to the group that you think other states might benefit from hearing about?
That's a great question, Amy. I think first and foremost, we would encourage, if anyone's listening who is not a member of our cross-role data quality peer group, to consider joining us. There may be other folks within your agency who already participate, but come one, come all, our conversations, as Mary described, really are richer when we have a variety of roles and states represented. So that would be one recommendation, is to consider joining our community and being a part of our calls and cross-role conversations. I think another recommendation is, if you're not able to participate in our peer group, or your state's not able to participate, to just take, again, the spirit behind our group into your work, and really championing that kind of collaboration and communication within your own team or even across your agency. So thinking about when you're wrestling with a data-related question or challenge, what other voices and perspectives could you bring to support you in seeking a solution? And that really is sort of the backdrop of all of our conversations within the cross-role data quality peer group. So those would be our recommendations.
Great. Yeah, definitely. Please reach out to your state liaison. Check out our website if you would like more information. And please join this group if you're not already part of it. So thank you both so much for sharing this wonderful information about this really great peer group. And thank you for being on.
Thanks, Amy. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Amy.
To access podcast resources, submit questions related to today's episode, or if you have ideas for future topics, we'd love to hear from you. The links are in the episode content, or connect with us via the podcast page on the IDC website. At IDEAData.org.